Welcome to the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider. We're Katie and Clint, and you're listening to Utley's Top Prospects on CanadaFootballChat.com, the number one place for all your football recruiting and prospect news across Canada. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. We're glad you're with us. Be sure to follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, at ChatFootball, Instagram, CFC underscore football, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as sign up for your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today to learn more about the prospects that we're going to be talking about. So, Clint, we are continuing on with our CFC prospect game tryout and showcases that we're holding across the country. And we've done all of the West and Ontario, and now we're moving into our last two areas, Halifax and Montreal, which are both going to be held on April 3rd. And we've seen some pretty good talent across Canada so far. What do you think?
There's been some really surprising test scores that have come out of all of the places. There's usually one or two highlights that really pop out. And then, where we've had a chance to actually see the kids go against each other, there's been an opportunity to identify some pretty legit linemen and obviously other players, but there's been a bunch of linemen that have popped up too.
So let's talk about this Halifax Combine. I've been pleasantly surprised with the amount of kids that are going to be showing up, which is awesome because I know they don't always get, the Maritimes don't always get the opportunities, or there's not as many events that are held out there for them.
Nope, they don't. And there's only I don't think people understand that the actual football playing population is pretty small as well. I think there's only 25 teams? New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. It's super interesting though, because you get to see there's some one or two, maybe three or four legit high school programs.
Yep.
And then there's other teams where you could see anywhere from just some freak of nature that's playing football at some smaller school. And every now and then, you seem to find a superstar in six-man football.
Who we are going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about
one today who actually has a fantastic frame. But it's hard to kind of gauge.
Right.
But at the same time, 6'4", 290 is 6'4", 290.
Well, okay. So, you've already busted out the about the dude, so we might as well start off with him.
Oh, are you? Oh.
He's an offensive guard, Noah Stanley. Again, he plays six-man football at Charlottetown Rural High School, I believe. He's 6'4", 290. Great frame. He runs pretty well for his size. Again, you can't really gauge the competition, but he could be Canada's next six-man superstar.
Yeah, and I just want to correct one thing. It's six-man football, so there is only one lineman, so he is the center, guard, and tackle. And he's actually got a good frame, if you see him. And he actually did a couple things where, obviously, he was kind of just running downfield and obliterating people, but he demonstrated he can run pretty well. So, yeah. And like we always say, you can't teach length, you can't teach height, so those things, he's got those things you can't teach. And you know what? I would say if a young man is playing six-man football in PEI, he probably loves the heck out of football.
We're going to go to Gabriel Levesque now. He's a defensive back, 6'2", 200 pounds, plays at Mathieu Martin, which was the provincial champs in New Brunswick this year. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, they're pretty strong. They've been getting stronger and stronger as the years have gone through. But he's a pretty instinctful player, has good measurables.
He does. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. He actually looks the part. I don't know if he'll play free safety. Probably won't play receiver at the next level. I don't know. We saw a little bit of film. That's all of his film. But he looks more like a Sam linebacker to me, that type of player. Or maybe even a linebacker like a Will. So he obviously has some instincts. He has a really good frame. And he made a number of plays. Got a couple of good things going for him for sure.
And then we have Jacob Branton. He's an offensive guard, 6'6", 290. He plays at Powerhouse Citadel. Big frame, long levers. He just really loves to fall on people.
Yeah, his film's weird because he's obviously a very big person. He's got a big and super long levers. And
it's not necessarily a pancake, though.
It's kind of strange. So he'll displace people and move them. And then they'll lose their balance and fall down, and then he splashes them. Now, the fact that he does it almost every other play would lead you to believe that he's kind of good at it.
And Citadel's
the provincial team.
Yeah.
They've kind of been the measuring stick forever in Nova Scotia.
And then we have Ion Michaelos. He's an offensive guard, 6'2", 305. He's playing at St. Andrew's College, but he is from the Maritimes. He's a really good run-blocking guard. Appears to be really powerful. He's all business. When you listen to, I did the interview with him, he's there's no swaying from the conversation.
No. His film, too, like, he is a guard. I don't think he can play tackle. Well, he can't play tackle, but he was pretty powerful. There was a couple of clips in there where he gives somebody, like, a punch in the chest and they launch. So he's obviously strong. A guard, for sure. He didn't have any clips at center, I don't believe. So the fact, if he's actually at SAC and he's scholarshipped in from the Maritimes, he's probably a pretty smart kid and probably a really good football player. I like this film from the physicality standpoint.
And then we have Nate Slaughter. He's a defensive back, 5'11", 170, plays at Auburn Drive. Fast, athletic. I thought he anticipated the ball pretty good.
Yeah, he actually looked like the most, or the fastest, or most athletic of the players that we're talking about today. He kind of gave me that illusion. He was the only one that actually, with the ball in his hand, broke angles and actually ran away from people. And there was a couple plays where he put his foot in the ground and cut back and made some people miss and made some pretty big plays. And he played both ways. He demonstrated he can put the ball in the end zone. He also demonstrated he has the range to float from hash to hash on a Canadian field and actually pick off balls as a free safety.
Connor McNamee is next. He's a quarterback, 6'1", 175, plays at St. John High School. Pretty solid quarterback. He shows a nice touch. He made several impressive deep throws.
He did, like, and they weren't, like, launch power throws, but, like, he dropped it into a bucket. So he actually demonstrated nice touch on a couple of plays, actually. And if I'm not mistaken, he was the MVP quarterback for his league. So, he made some nice touch throws. I don't know how strong his arm is, but he obviously demonstrated both short and deep that he can actually drop the ball into some tight windows. He did, for sure.
And if I remember correctly, and I really hope I don't have the kids mixed up here, but I did an intros with Cato with him, and he has 6 pugs.
Oh, is that him?
I'm pretty sure that was him.
Oh, well, some people like dogs.
Anyway, his mom's a breeder, so it was a really funny conversation. You should listen to that on CanadaFootballChat.com. Logan Mendez is next. He's a cornerback, not quarterback. 6'3", 165, plays at Kennebecasis. He has pretty good measurables. He doesn't have any film, but we do like his size.
So I'll be curious to see. I would like to, I don't know offhand, but when we get our hands on it, his actual combine scores, that'll go a long way to kind of helping identify him or kind of putting him on the map.
We talked about Noah already, and so our next player is Gabe McEnroy. He's a receiver, 6'5", 185, a teammate of Logan's at Kennebecasis. And I have practiced saying that word, so you should all be very impressed with me not butchering the name. But he has great length, catches the ball pretty well. He definitely knows where the end zone is.
He does. He made a couple of touchdown catches, and he made a couple of where he competed for the ball. So he went up and caught it over somebody. I'm sure him and Logan, who's 6'3", and he's 6'5", they'd probably be some pretty interesting high school receivers. So, but he made a couple of nice catches. And yeah, I mean, 6'5 is always interesting. It just comes down to, like, can they sink their hips and change direction? But I mean, 6'5 is 6'5, and he's only in grade 11, I think.
And then our last player we're going to talk about is a receiver, Samuel Parent. He's 6'3, 185, a teammate of Gabriel's. He's at Matthew Martin. He has a pretty good frame, made a couple of nice catches, I thought.
He did, but, like, that seems to be the theme of some of the better receivers you've pulled out of the Maritimes or onto the Maritimes list this year. Another receiver over 6'3". Demonstrated, like, good body control. Made a couple of catches. He also put his hands on people in the run game. So he made a couple of nice blocks.
Which I'm actually pleasantly surprised, because we don't usually see a lot of kids over 6 feet from the Maritimes. Like, this seems like a, you know, there's
it's only, a tall list.
Everyone on this list is over 6 feet except for one, which is impressive.
Oh, yeah, and the one that's not over 6 feet is the fastest one of the bunch. Yeah, it's a good group.
So that's it for us today. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Recruiting Masters. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. And don't forget to purchase your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today for access to rankings, analysis, and daily football recruiting news across Canada. This has been the Recruiting Masters, brought to you by the CFC Insider.